Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always love having this guy on. He is one of my mentors when it comes to talk radio. He's a former congressman, great state of Minnesota. Ran for Senate and I think should have won. It's Jason Lewis. Jason, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great, Joe. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it. And we did run for the Senate and garnered the most votes of any Republican statewide candidate in history. And we were leading well into the evening. Go figure.
Imagine that. And then it didn't turn out right. By the way, he's got a brand new book out called Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. I've got to ask you about that specifically, though. I've got a house up on the lake in Michigan. Plus, I live in Texas, as you know. You're up near the lake in Minnesota. People are moving north to get away from, in Michigan, Dearborn, Hamtramck, Detroit, that are becoming very, very blue and very run by radicals. You've got the same thing happen in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And when we watch what's going on there, the good people are moving north, they're moving away, maybe even moving out of state, moving to Texas. How do you bring it back? Is this really the game? This is the game plan for the left. We'll go take over the big city. We'll put a bunch of immigrants, Somali immigrants in Minneapolis. We'll put a bunch of people in there who are of a different culture, and we'll just tell them, just vote for us, and we're going to own the state forever. That's their playbook.
Well, that's why chapter 4 in the book is called Who Lost Minnesota? The fact is, I'm afraid the Twin City Metro is gone and it's not coming back. Whether it's Michigan or Minnesota or Colorado or Oregon, the left has got a stranglehold on urban areas and everybody's leaving. Minneapolis, St. Paul lost 15,000 people in a year, 2021.
Wow.
So what they're doing, though, this is why I wrote Party Animal, Joe. You got to understand who we're dealing with here in the left. And what I saw when I won in 2016 and then Indivisible and the Resistance, the precursor to the BLM riots and going after Supreme Court justices, what I saw shocked me. And I was taking a journal for 6-7 years. And that's what this book is about. The left will do anything they can while they have power to change the fabric of this country. And if it means losing a midterm like 2010 over Obamacare, they will do it. But guess what, Joe? Obamacare is still here.
Yeah, it is. Even though John McCain promised he'd get rid of it. But, you know, his rift with Trump gave us the big thumbs down at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'll bet it is. It's Party Animal. Go and get this book. It already is coming out as an Amazon number one bestseller in the category. What's interesting to me is I know the people of Minnesota are really, really good people. They really are. I hear from them every night. We've got, I think, 3 or 4 stations in Minnesota now. Really, yeah. Really good people. But
by the way, you're doing great. I know your affiliate list, and you're doing great.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. So as we're watching people move north, move away from the metropolis, would you ask them to move back? Would you say, hey, listen, you've got to go back and dig your heels in and take back your city? I mean, can that happen? I know we say it's gone, but we saw California elect a Republican after decades of Democrats in Schwarzenegger. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, do you stay and fight or do you embrace federalism? The concept of subsidiarity, that you vote with your feet in the final analysis. That's what's happening while the red states are growing. Minnesota, frankly, should have lost a House seat. It was a last minute census grab by somebody, all of a sudden miraculously found a bunch of new people and they kept 8 seats, which helped the Democrats. What has happened, Joe, and I know you know this, is they have weaponized every institution in society. And the worst aspect of that I saw up close and personal in Washington was the weaponization of the DOJ. But it doesn't matter whether it's public schools, whether it's nonprofits, even churches. When they have weaponized the power of force, it is very difficult for Minnesotans or Michiganders or Texans to be represented by those in power.
Yes.
They don't care.
Well, when you say the DOJ, I know what you mean federally, but let's talk about the attorney general in your state specifically. How does an Antifa-grabbing idiot, this BLM guy, Keith Ellison, who doesn't like the country the way that it is right now, how is he your top cop? And how is he the guy who, even like, I think it was Cori Bush, and I can't remember, maybe somebody Bass, who was on like a 3-way Zoom with this guy, and he literally said, if you're a rape victim and the rapist has already left, don't call the police, call a psychiatrist or call somebody for your mental health. There's something very wrong that beautiful state can elect this guy. Do you think that was fair and square? How could they possibly have wanted him to be the law enforcement guy?
What I used to say in the campaign trail is, if you don't want to call the police, who are you going to call? Dr. Phil? And they have defunded the police. They haven't brought them back yet. Crime is out of control in the Twin Cities. Just in the span of the last few days, a bullet went through Children's Hospital in downtown Minneapolis. Third floor, Children's Hospital.
Wow.
You had another carjacking, which are out of control, in St. Paul, ending in a fatality, a hit and run. A movie theater was shot up. And yet, we had protesters the other night complaining that the cops shot and killed a clearly out of range, out of, you know, deranged, if you will, young man who was already shooting up his neighbor. So they're shooting up the neighbor's house.
Yes.
The fact is that at some point people will rise up and say enough, and it might just be the midterms, but until you get a handle of these levers of power, whether it's the AG's office, whether it's the governor, and Governor Tim Walz is no different than Keith Ellison, no different than Ilhan Omar, no different than Tina Smith, who I ran against. As long as they're in power, they are going to use the levers of power to suppress people. And look what's happening, Joe. They're suppressing freedom of speech. They're weaponizing the bureaucracy to go after the January 6th folks while BLM and Antifa protesters go off scot-free. This is the weaponization of the government for one political party, and that's almost a working definition of despotism.
An amazing talk show host. He's a great author as well. Get his book called Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and Partisan Press. It's Jason Lewis. Jason, the case that you just talked about, I believe I saw a video of the mother screaming at the protesters, get the hell out of here. This guy tried to kill me and my kids. This is not George Floyd. This guy was shooting the place up. Then, of course, Benjamin Crump, who is the money-hungry, you know, guy, anybody who's black gets shot, he shows up. He's the guy that said, you know, hands up, don't shoot for Michael Brown, which never happened. He posts a picture of this guy who's smiling and he's effervescent and the poor young guy is dead. He's shooting the place up like a madman. And this woman's literally screaming at them, get away from here. You're making it worse for my family. Right. Is something like that going to be what it takes to turn this around?
No,
or people will people ignore her?
Not so far. It's been going on since the BLM riots. And the reason I wrote Party Animal is to try to get to the genesis of all this. It didn't start with Antifa and BLM. It didn't even start with the COVID lockdown and the overreach that had the attorney general going after Republican rodeos while letting protesters run wild.
Right.
It started in 2016 when I ran for Congress and won, when the president ran, and indivisible groups and the anti-Trump resistance started crashing Republican town hall. Do you remember that?
Yes.
We had to close ours down. We had to have the Capitol Police issue new security guidelines. Then they protested on my front lawn. When all of this happened early on and no one did anything, nobody said anything, and everybody was intimidated, why, it was Katie barred the door for Antifa and BLM once that May apprehension went awry. And so here we are. And until people stand up and until, you know, Republicans got to fight, too. You mentioned McCain, but immigration, as you well know, in Texas is totally out of control. I think the Republican mantra ought to be, and by the way, let me just add, you want to talk about why Ilhan Omar is the face of Minnesota. Look at uncontrolled immigration and a refugee asylum program that is so corrupt and nobody's talking about it. The Republican Party ought to simply say, we're not doing anything with the Biden administration. Nothing, zero, infrastructure, you name it, till they get a hold of the border.
Jason, are we seeing a bit of a sea change in that people start to notice that AOC and Ilhan Omar were lying about being in handcuffs yesterday? It's well known they lied. They weren't arrested. They got a $50 ticket. They were taking pictures with the Capitol Police officers afterwards. Are people starting to see the chinks in the armor that they're actresses, they're lying, they have a different view, a different perspective of America? Or will those who support them still buy what WCCO reported, that Ilhan Omar was taken away and arrested in handcuffs?
Well, that's part of the partisan press, isn't it? Again, why I wrote the book. You're not going to be able to change things if you don't know the history and the truth. George Santayana said, you know, you're failed. If you fail to remember history, you're condemned to repeat it.
Right.
And that's got to be documented, which is why I wrote Party Animal, Joe. I don't know if it's going to change or not. We need honest reporting, which we don't have. You've got a corrupt Democrat media complex. I hope it changes. But understand one thing. Ilhan Omar and AOC, who were literally encouraging people by their presence to go to the Supreme Court justices' homes, which is a violation of federal law, and threaten an independent branch of government. You want to talk about threatening democracy? There you go, threatening judicial review. Until that gets vetted, and I mean vetted, I don't know that things are going to change. They have the cover of the media.
It's Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and the Partisan Press. His name is Jason Lewis. Go and get this. When I watch what's happening, I think she's District 5. in Minnesota. When I see Omar's district, you do have another Somali immigrant who's a conservative who wants to run and get right. that seat. You've got another guy, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, who's speaking truth to power, who's a conservative, who says enough with people controlling black people and minorities in this country. He wants that seat. Is she locked into that seat? Is she challenged right now or not?
Well, I mean, I hope so. It's been a tough hill to climb over the years. Strongly Democrat seat. There will be a Democrat representative there. And let's hope that with all the chaos going on in the Twin Cities that people get this right. But I don't know that I'd bet on it yet. Some things have to change, and not the least of all is accurate reporting, as you mentioned. But look, let's be honest here. I don't care whether it's Ilhan Omar or Betty McCollum or my successor, Angie Craig, who keeps reading handbooks from the Human Rights Campaign yeah. on how to make certain elementary children can be trans if they want on the House floor. They're every bit as radical. Tina Smith, my Senate opponent, was the former executive at Planned Parenthood, who said basically late term and even post birth abortion, if you want to call it that, would be an attack on women's health reproductive freedom. That's the radical nature of Minnesota Democrats right now. And until that's exposed, which again is what I try to do in the book, I don't know that things are going to change.
Number one bestseller over on Amazon in the political category, Party Animal is the name of the book. The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, he said in the partisan press. It's Jason Lewis. Jason, if you can, give us a warning here in Texas or in Florida, where Andrew Gillum almost won, by the way, against Ron DeSantis in the day, a guy who faces, you know, criminal charges now. In Texas, where Austin, Houston, Dallas, right. San Antonio are all very blue now, and they're taking over the county areas as well. Give us the warning. You saw this happen in Minnesota.
How many times, Joe, do we have to, and I've got a huge chapter on immigration, what it did to Minnesota and now what it's doing to the country in the book. But how many times do we have to hear Democrats say, we've got to change the demographic of these red states to turn them blue?
Yeah.
Does anybody really believe when I was in Congress and working with the president, we were building the wall. We had control of the wall. I went to the San Diego border when I was in the House and saw what they did and how the wall protected San Diego.
Right.
Does anybody doubt we had it under control? And now what has happened? This is not an accident. This is a deliberate plan. And don't say replacement, even though they said replacement
right.
theory when
right.
they were advocating for it. This is a deliberate plan to change the demographics of Texas, of Tennessee, of Florida. And make them look more like Minnesota. But I will tell you this, Minnesota, where I live now, and outstate, or what we call greater Minnesota, is as red can be.
Yeah.
And that bifurcation is happening everywhere from Texas to Minnesota.
You know, you mentioned San Diego. If memory serves me right, it was an 85% decrease in illegal crossings because of the wall, because the
right.
border was actually being tended to. And for us to have paid the contracts and moved all the materials away so that Texas and Arizona and New Mexico could not use that material to build the wall shows me what this administration wants. Let me ask you about President Trump.
Right.
He is a guy, I keep hearing how, hey, he's polarizing. No, he's not. He's not polarizing at all. The other side is polarizing. They blamed him for what it is that they're doing. This is an America First guy like you, like me. But you've got people in the Republican Party, Mike Pence, Mitt Romney, forget about Cheney and Kinzinger, they're just gone, but who are attacking him and that he shouldn't. Mitch McConnell, who's the boss in the Senate, it seems as though he wouldn't be somebody who would back Trump. So what do you do about a party that is so stupid that it won't circle the wagons like their opponents on the Democrat side?
Well, that is the difference. Democrats circle the wagons, Republicans circle the wagons and shoot inward. That's exactly, you mentioned John McCain. We stuck our neck out to get that Obamacare health care bill or repeal of Obamacare bill done when I was in the House. McCain says it's good to go to conference. They had a different version, the skinny repeal, but that's fine. And he said 30 minutes later, he said, no, I don't think I will. Because of this deranged anti-Trump syndrome.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, you can blame the situation we're in right now just as much on Republican never-Trumpers, Lincoln Project types, they're all over Minnesota too,
yep.
as you can Democrats. And that's the problem the party faces. Look, for years and years, we were told we can't have ideologues like Reagan. You've got to have someone that's independent, maybe a past Democrat, maybe willing to do a deal. That was Donald Trump.
Yes.
Let's be honest, Joe. You and I, we're among friends here. He was no ardent conservative.
He
that was a reputation when he first announced. He was the guy that's going to do a deal. Well, he had his hand out and put the olive branch out. And you know what the Democrats did? Well, if you're going to run as a Republican, we're not going to work with you. And that's what happened.
But
and so
and
by the way, so many times, Trump said, well, I'm not going to deal with these people.
Yeah.
And so he fought back. That's exactly what the Republican Party needs to do.
He thought that they would deal. Right. He really thought he could make a deal happen. He had no idea how deep the swamp was. And we've mentioned John McCain a few times. John McCain was a liar. You've got to see what's coming from a Romney, from a Kinzinger, from a Lincoln Project. John McCain ran for re-election on repealing Obamacare, period. That's what he said. He ran for re-election on closing the border. He never did that either. He also, when Obama was the president, said, I'm going to filibuster until they stop the cash for clunkers. Then he went home the next day. So right. he lied because he knew it would be politically expedient. So the last and question, and go and get this book, by the way.
After the blowout in 2018, I wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Blasting McCain and suggesting that at that point in July, when it was thumbs down on the American Health Care Act, that was the end of the Republican control of the House. I think I was right. But boy, did his defenders in the media, especially the Washington Post, come after me. So I set the record straight on that in the book, real clear.
Go to and get the book, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. So the question associated with McCain, and thank you for calling him out. I called him out regularly as well. The question has to be, how do we see him coming? How do we see somebody who is lying to our faces, who will say anything to get reelected and keep that power and the four martini lunches? How do we see them coming before we actually put them there and they do it?
Well, the first thing I do is check the water supply in Utah with their governor and Mitt Romney's a senator. I don't know what they're drinking out there, but it's not red Kool-Aid. That's for sure. It is a problem within this party. Look. Trump brought the Republican Party kicking and screaming. He dragged the party into issues they'd been avoiding with sort of a comfortable conservatism.
Yep.
Got a problem with the border? Have a tax cut. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for tax cuts. I fought for one and passed it in the House.
Yep.
But everything was a tax cut. Why is that? Because that doesn't offend anybody. Who doesn't like a tax cut? But if you're talking about pro-life, Supreme Court justices, if you're talking about immigration, you're talking about taking on China, you're talking about the outrageous trans ideology going on in schools from K through 16, that's post-secondary colleges and universities. Oh, we don't want to touch that. The campaign consultants, and I can tell you this from firsthand knowledge, will tell you, oh, no, that's too hot. Don't go there.
Wow.
Just throw out another tax cut bill. And again, I'm as big a supply-sider as you are. That's part of the problem with this economy. But that's not going to solve the border, is it?
No, it's not. Party Animal is the name of the book. Go and get it right now. It's Jason Lewis. Jason, come back anytime, brother. It's been too long.
It has been. And Joe, you're doing great. I appreciate it. And let's go get them in the midterms before it's too late, my friend.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. We're back after this. Stay right here.